Oh Lord, I come to you in the precious name of Jesus. Lord, I know somebody else is going through a lot more than I'm going through. Even though I feel sometimes that all hell is breaking loose inside my soul, and I ask myself, how can I stand up in this pain and suffering? How can I hold my head up high and say Jesus is still with me? All the people that I wanted to love me has left me. All the things that I feared has come true. And I question sometimes, why did this occur at this stage that I'm in? What else do I need to prove? You've brought me from nothing, and in my heart I feel like you made me something. You made me appreciate the joy that you gave me. You made me understand that I'm blessed and highly favored. So Lord, I look at all these symptoms of success, and I tell myself, what should I do now? How do I move forward now? When I think about all of the things that are saddled on my shoulders, I say, God, oh, why? Is there an explanation of what's going on? You see, ladies and gentlemen, I feel this way. My soul is injured, and I know that this is for some reason, but I don't have a clue. I can't imagine why this would happen right now. You got people who want to see you destroyed, and they dismantle what you've built up. But then you ask yourself again, why? People look at you and say, how can he be standing? We've taken this from him. We've taken that from him. And how can he even walk with that kind of weight on his shoulder? And then when I lay in my slumber, my angels come over me and they say, don't worry about that. Stay your eyes focused on the sparrow. Look up anyway, even though your head is heavy along with your heart. So I'm telling this message to encourage others. I know how it feels. I've been there. I've done that. I have the t-shirt. It's stamped on my back. It's engraved in my heart. And I still look at the ones who I want to love me and say, I forgive you. I forgive you for throwing me in the trash. I forgive you for bringing my self-esteem in question. I forgive you for leaving me the way you left me. I still see the promised land. I still have the dreams to follow. God sends temporary fixes. He'll send this person in to make you smile. He'll send another person in to encourage you. But I say again, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that no matter what, you still have Jesus. You still have the Savior who said, I will leave and never forsake you. Even though you feel that way, it's just a feeling. If it's possible, take a nap and get over it. If you're not out of the tunnel, get closer to the end of the tunnel. And then you'll see hope arise. You'll see victory on the way. Somebody's going to grab your hand. Somebody's going to say, it's going to be all right. Stay focused on Jesus. No matter what is going on, stay focused on Jesus. And when you stay focused, your head is going to lift up because you're going to be looking up to where he is. It may be considered the sky, but he dwells on high. And the fact that you know he's there, that you believe that he's looking right at you, you can make it through. You can make it through. I know some people are going through other difficulties that I can't fathom. Things that I haven't been involved in. I don't know what it feels like to be a drug addicted person trying to get off of it. I don't know what it feels like to drink so much that you can't see straight every day. And you have to have a buzz to get started and an alarm to stay up. Lord Jesus, I know there are a lot more people in situations beyond my imagination. But when you're in your own situation, when you feel that things are occurring that you just don't understand, you still can look to Jesus and know that he's there. Know that he's present with you in the storm. So, ladies and gentlemen, I can sympathize with the others, and I can feel for myself. Help is on the way. I'm close to it. Every day I get better and better. I get stronger and stronger. And the things that I think are so bad really aren't that bad at all. You know why? Because I have Jesus. That's the only reason. It's not me. If it was me, I would be having a pity party. And I would want to invite all of my enemies, all the people who say I'm nothing, all the people who lied on me and deceived me and took what I have to give as opposed to taking my love. I still have Jesus. So don't worry about me. Don't worry about what's going on. Don't look at me funny when you see me. My head is going to be up. I'm going to be all right. And if I'm not all right, I'm going on to be with the Lord. And that I can depend on. He will give me that mansion that he told me about. He will give me all of the walks on that path of gold. He will direct me in the way that I should go, and I will be able to worship him. I won't worry about you folk. I won't think about you folk because you won't be there. I said he saw the best in me, and that's what I'm going to stand on. Oh, Jesus, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Yes. 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 Amen. Amen. Yes.
I'm wiser.
Oh, Lord.
I'm better. Much better. When I look back over all your projects, I can see that you are the one I held to. And I never would have made it. Oh, I never could have made it.
Somebody just need to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm stronger.
I'm stronger.
I'm wiser.
I'm wiser.
I'm better.
I'm better.
Much better.
Much better.
When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Better. I mean, is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it. Tell them, never could have made it. Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it. Never could have made it.
I just want to pray
forever.
Come on.
You see, ladies and gentlemen, it don't matter to me now. I've been to the mountaintop, and I've experienced some great things. I've traveled all over the world. I've lived in the plushness of this life. Yes, I've been to the mountaintop, and I've looked over, and I see the promised land in front of me. I see where God is leading me, whether it's today, tomorrow, next week, next year. It don't matter to me now. Yeah, you may thought you have disgraced me, but I stand in the presence of the Lord. No matter what, at the end of the day, I will be with my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And he's going to wrap me up in his bosom. And he's going to say, good work, Kevin Scott. You gave what you could. I know others focused on what you may have. Don't worry about that. You have me. You have my word that I will take care of you in your infamy. I will be there with you forever and ever and ever. And nobody can change that. Even Satan himself cannot take me out of his hands. Everything has to be by permission. And if God gives him the permission, that means he knows that I can handle it, that I can take care of it, that I can address it. Yes, it's going to hurt. Yes, I'm going to cry sometime. It don't matter to me now. I've seen it. I feel it. And I know it within my heart. So for those of you who thought I would fall apart, oh no, it's not going to happen that way. You won't experience that downfall. What you're going to see is the presence of God still living in my life, because that's who I am. No matter what you may say, no matter what the world may say, I am a man of God. I believe in Jesus. So you can lie on me. You can tell people that I did this wrong and I did that wrong. But God knows my heart. He knows my sentiments. He knows that I will be obedient to him at the end of the day. And that you can depend on. So you see, ladies and gentlemen, today I may have to force a smile. You still get the body shots. Your heart still flutters. I may have to force a smile. It's all right, because I still have control in the muscles in my face. I can curve my lips and show my teeth. And smile. Whatever has happened, it didn't break me. Whatever is going on, it didn't shake me. I feel the pain, but I'm still standing. I'm still standing on the promises of the Lord. So still I smile. Still I can tell a joke. Still I can think. I'm in my right mind. Yeah, it hurts, but never mind that. Life hurts sometimes. And when you understand that, you can begin to know the presence of the Lord.
I dedicate this song to recession, depression, and unemployment.
Come on! I still smile. My Jesus.
Nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day. But where are my blue skies? Where is the love and the joy that you promised me? Tell me it's all right.
I'll be honest with you.
I almost gave up.
Thank you.
would hate to see you give up now.
God's people,
you look so much better when you smile. So smile.
Not every day ain't gonna be perfect, but it still don't mean today don't have purpose. Come on.
Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine. Today's a new day. But tell me, where are my blue skies?
Where is that love, y'all?
Where is the love and the joy that you promised me? Tell me it's alright.
The truth is,
I almost gave up a power that I can't explain.
That Holy Ghost power, y'all.
Fell from heaven like a shower down.
Now, I know we can hurt y'all, but still.
So, ladies and gentlemen, I have to learn, and I'm learning to smile in the face of danger. I'm embracing the pain because I know I have Jesus to talk to. I know that when I feel lonely, I'm not really lonely. It's just a feeling. I know God is listening to my heart. He knows I'm crying out. He knows that I'm sad, but I still have a smile. I'm still standing on the promises of the Lord. I'm still here. I still have my microphone. I'm still broadcasting to 1.6 million people. They still hear me today. Tomorrow, I can't guarantee, but they hear me today. And that's who I'm talking to. So for those of you who think, for those of you who are laughing, laugh on, think on. Jesus got me. He's holding me up. He has me all over covered. And I feel the love. It hurts, but I feel his love. And I'm thankful of that. So for those who are going through something similar, don't worry. You too will see the mountain. You too will look over the mountaintop. And the promised land is there for you as well. Be encouraged. Stand strong. Smile. And God will take care of his business while you take care of yours. In the precious name of Jesus, I love you, and so does Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words,